SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, first day of GSAT successfully out of the way. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
Just over 39,000 students at 1,090 centers across the island had their mettle tested on Thursday, March 16, as they sat the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. The first two obstacles to be surmounted were mathematics and social studies. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, visited Grove Primary and Manningsill Primary Schools on day one to encourage parents and students.
Very important to remind the parents that their main role now is to encourage the children. Remember, we have 2 days for GSAT, so encourage them, help them to relax. We know the parents are anxious themselves and they want to find out how they did, but just give them the support, because that is what is very, very important.
Manningsill Primary parent, Earlene Walfall, said she had the greatest confidence in the preparation process led by the school's teachers.
I just do what the teacher said. I know my child will get the grade that she needs. Miss Martin Campbell class, and I know they will make it. The rest of the class will also make it.
She adds that her daughter's grade 6 teacher had a hand in all levels of preparation, including at home.
She was instructing us that we could make them have a meal after they come from school, have them bath, then study, then go to their bed and, you know, relax. That's them next morning can be at school on time and prepare.
Another parent, Farika Days, notes that while other parents might be just as nervous as the students, she is at ease.
I have no nervousness at all because I know they can do it. It was hard, late nights, early mornings, but through Christ we can do all things. So teachers work very hard and parents as well. So I know that they will have a good success rate.
Day two will see students sitting language arts, science and communication tasks. Vision 2030 Jamaica is aiming to achieve an economy that provides a reasonable standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, the country must develop a tax system that is fair and simple, allowing Jamaicans to pay their taxes. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. On our community notice board, Storytime happens this Saturday at the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Library. The next Storytime will be June 17. And March is Movie Month at Mona. The University of the West Indies will be showing the film Deported this Friday, March 17, at Neville Hall Lecture Theatre, Faculty of Humanities and Education. The screening is free and open to the public.
See ya, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy?
The road is
Yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.